From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For months, the presidential race has been an engaged, vigorous, close campaign, and the pace is only quickening. Today, President Bush is on a bus tour of Florida, while Senator John Kerry barnstorms through Pennsylvania and Ohio. NPR correspondents Don Gagne and Scott Horsley are traveling with the candidates, and they join us now. And Don, first to you, you've spent a few days with the John Kerry campaign. You're now back with President Bush's campaign today. What are you hearing that's new?
There are some things that are new. Specifically, the president seems to be a bit on the defensive today on several topics because of attacks by Senator Kerry. First, there was the president's mention of the shortage of flu vaccines, which is a very real concern here in Florida among the elderly population. The president today, even before he was through all of the thank yous that he starts every speech with, told an audience in St. Petersburg that he knows there are some in Florida, there are some who are worried about the flu season, and he wanted to assure them that the government is doing everything possible to help older Americans and children get their shots. He called it a major manufacturing defect that caused the problem. He also promised that anyone caught gouging seniors, charging extra for flu shots, would be dealt with. Then there is a persistent story, it's all over the internet still, that the military draft will be reinstated in a second Bush term. The president, on two separate occasions, in each of his speeches, said there will be an all-volunteer army. Then later in the speech he said, I repeat, there will be an all-volunteer army, seeming to just kind of drop that line in.
And, of course, it's not just on the internet. This is something Senator Kerry himself has been raising, that the president might have in mind to reinstate the draft.
Yes, indeed. When you combine these with some of the John Kerry allegations about the president's Social Security reform proposals, how they'd be costly, how it will be privatized, that the president really is lumping all of this from Kerry into a charge that the senator is campaigning on the politics of fear.
Scott, this is sort of a reversal. I mean, John Kerry all year has accused President Bush of waging a campaign of fear.
Well, it's certainly something that the Bush campaign knows about, and the president's comment today about rejecting the politics of fear instead of an agenda of hope reminds me a bit of Senator Kerry's convention speech when he said that the future doesn't belong to fear, it belongs to freedom. Senator Kerry knows what it's like to be on the receiving end of that. Yesterday, President Bush accused Senator Kerry of a strategy of retreat in Iraq. Today, the vice president raised the possibility of a nuclear chemical attack on a U.S. city and said there's no evidence that Senator Kerry's tough enough to fight that possibility. The Kerry campaign takes these kinds of charges very seriously, and senior aide Mike McCurry said yesterday they know they can't allow these kinds of charges to stand. Senator Kerry plans to hit back with a terror speech of his own in Iowa tomorrow. And the campaign has also begun airing a new television ad featuring one of the 9/11 widows, Kristen Breitwiser, whose husband Ron was killed in the attack on the World Trade Center. She and her husband had both voted for George Bush 4 years ago, but in the commercial she criticizes the president for initially opposing the 9/11 commission. And the commercial ends with her saying, I want to look in my daughter's eyes and know she's safe, and that's why I'm voting for John Kerry.
There are 2 weeks to go before Election Day, and so every moment of the campaign now becomes very critical. Scott, what is Senator John Kerry's focus for these next 2 weeks? Where is he going to be?
Well, we're in Pennsylvania right now, and as I speak, we're getting set to head for, where else? Ohio. Senator Kerry will be in Ohio this evening. He was also there on Saturday, and in between, he was in Florida. Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, of course, are all critical battleground states, and I'm sure the Senate will be spending a lot of time here between now and Election Day.
And Don Gagne, a similar focus for President Bush?
We'll be in all of the same places, though interestingly, the president has been spending less time in the state of Ohio, despite the prominence of Ohio as a key battleground state. We haven't been there with the president since the first week of October. He is spending a lot of time in Florida and a lot of time in those blue states, states that went to Al Gore in 2000, Wisconsin, Iowa, Pennsylvania, in hopes of picking off some of those.
NPR's Don Gagne and Scott Horsley traveling with the Bush and Kerry campaigns, respectively. Thanks to you both.
You're welcome.
My pleasure, Melissa.